Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Scotty Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SCOT and on the OTCQB under the symbol SCTSF. We are chatting again with the president and CEO, Brad Rourke. Now, we're going to be recapping a number of different news releases, three news releases in January, all from the Blueberry Contact Zone, drill results from last year's program, that 15,000 meter program. And consistently in the headline, we are seeing some, again, good drill results everywhere from 34.5 grams per ton gold over 4.7 meters, 8.21 grams per ton gold over 19 meters, and 194 grams per ton gold over 2.4 meters. Now, we're going to post figure one from the most recent news release below this interview. We've referenced this figure in almost all of our last interviews with Brad, and it outlines the drill results and some of the results that are still pending. Brad, because there's a lot of news tied into really all last month in terms of these drill results, let's talk about the consistency of hitting high grade over some pretty good widths. Even that 19 meter width on that January 12th news release really speaks to, I guess, the potential of Blueberry. Take us through a summary here of the consistency that you have seen hitting high grade over not narrow intercepts.
Yeah, you know, thanks for having me, and good to see you guys. And when you look at Blueberry, started very small in the first couple of years. Obviously, we were a small company, didn't have a big budget. You know, last year, or sorry, 2021, you know, we put, 7,000 meters into Blueberry, had something exciting. And then this year, you said 15. We actually did just about 17,000 meters, just over. And yes, the grades are holding in. Beautiful widths. I mean, the widths are uncommon for the Golden Triangle. The grades, you know, there's lots of good high grade in the Golden Triangle, but what I think what makes this unique, and maybe people aren't recognizing, are the widths are kind of unique. They're wider than what we typically see. And then you look at the distribution of the holes. So if you show that figure in our interview, you know, even though it's in 2D, it's way better when you look at it in 3D, but the distribution of those holes are you know, vast. And you know, we did a 100 meter diamond pattern as we're exploring that. So, you know, we're hitting the structures where we wanted to see it, even if it was 300 meters away, same structure, same orientation, and it's mineralized. So the consistency of getting high grade, or, you know, and for me, high grades, anything over 7 grams is quite, it's a wonderful thing for us, because it's really holding in well. The model is holding in extremely well. So, yeah, big numbers, and we're happy to put them out. But I think if people took the time and understood that all those big numbers work with other big numbers, and they're not 5 meters away from each other, they're just distributed really, really nice. So that should get people excited. You know, and being on surface with those widths is very, very unique. You know, you see some of these higher grade numbers that come out, and you know, I'm not comparing myself to Windfall or stuff, but you know, some of those things are down 1.5 kilometers underground. Well, I forget the one. We have a 34 gram over 12 meters or something like that up at the northern end. What we would like people to really understand is you look at the distribution of those holes, they all kind of work together. So the consistency of that, and more importantly, how close it is to surface. So we've got these wide widths, really close to surface. I'm not a mining engineer, but you know, you could look at those with an open pit frame of mind. And so with that kind of grade, those kind of widths near surface and distribute. I mean, we extended our strike length by double this year. We still have 700 meters to go before we lose that contact into the new crest land. So we'll be testing that and going deeper, of course. You know, we're down only to 400 meters. It seems to be holding in, getting wider, in fact, down at depth. So we haven't finalized the last program of next year's program. We probably go to 600 meters this coming season. Yeah, so exciting drill program coming up for sure. And I think we get to start a lot earlier this year. I mean, I don't want to jinx myself, but there is a lot less snow than in the past 2-3 years at this point. Like, an awful lot less snow. So that'll allow us access to the site earlier. So we're excited.
Well, Brad, I wanted to ask you about going deeper, because when you look at that heat map that you put out on your press releases and you see where all these assays are, you can see the consistency of things starting to pull together, but it looks like it's still open at depth. There's also that area that you've started drilling even beyond where most of the drill holes are that is still hitting. So it looks like there's kind of a gap zone that you could fill in. And then you did mention that 700 meter strike going up to the Newcrest property border. I'd just love you to maybe talk to the exploration upside that you see for this season to keep expanding this deposit so that people know these aren't just a few good holes. This deposit looks like it's going to continue to grow.
Sure. So let's just break it up, and it's not exact math, but let's just break it up into a third, 700, 700, and 700. So, you know, obviously that first 720 meters of blueberry is, I mean, we probably have 15, 20,000 meters into it. I don't know how many 100 gram meter holes, an awful lot. And then we stepped out this year. And the reason it's so sporadic and you see a whole bunch of big gaps is because we could never see where the contact is, because it goes onto a dry lake bed and there's no rocks to look at. And we're looking to where the two rock types meet, with a sedimentary rock and a volcanic rock. So the only place we drilled is where we could get evidence that that's where the contact was, because these things don't, they're not straight lines, right? And because we hit bonanza grades along where we drilled, where we saw the contact, of course you'll see a lot more drilling to fill in that second 700 meters. You know, the way we did it first with blueberries, about every time you get a nice hit, you drill four holes from that hole, you know, and so you're checking the geometry and such. So we'll see a lot more drilling in that second 700 meters. And then the last 700 that are not tested, we did geophysics, so we know exactly where the contact is along that lake bed now. So we're not blind anymore, because it was just a theory before. And then once you prove that theory, then you can throw a little bit more resources at it. It makes sense to do so. So, yeah, we fill in that second, probably get, I'm just going to talk off the top of my head here. I bet you we do 28 holes there, just because I'm looking at the results. And again, Thomas might overrule me. He's actually the smart guy. We'll test that remaining 700 meters, but you probably only see five or six holes, because you just got to have a look before you go crazy. Drill holes are expensive. And then, yes, we'll go deeper. We're about 390 meters, just call it 400 meters deep. You know, and it's wide, so we're excited. And you know, my neighbors, whether it's Seabridge, Tudor, or Newcrest, not exact same geology, but these guys are drilling 2 kilometer holes and hitting geology. So we're excited to see what's down there. And it, because it's wide open, it's really easy to see a lot of ounces now for what we've done. But because it's wide open, it can get very exciting. And people, you know, we were at this show and we had a lot of technical people looking, and geologists, they all get excited, of course, and you know, they come up with these numbers, and I try to tone it down at this point, because the value with what we have right now, I think you can buy my Scotty resources right now at what you could have bought us pre-discovery, and we certainly have a bona fide discovery without a doubt. So yeah, I think, you know, it's all about blueberry. We've also got other areas we're not walking away from, but we'll just kind of see how we come into the next year. But you know, I've been telling the market I'll do 20,000 meters at a minimum. I probably have 50,000 meters in targeting, but we just got to preserve the structure of the company. And so we're all in this sideways motion, or, you know, a challenging market. So that's still a pretty exciting program for a small little exploration company of our market cap. And yeah, we anticipate, I mean, every bonanza hole that we did and every news release this year had 100 gram meter hole so far. You know, that constitutes a lot more confidence when we drill next season. Where theoretically, we should be getting smarter with every drill hole, and it, so far, so good. Yeah.
So, Brad, you were very busy at the conferences when we saw you. And in all fairness, look, you just need to look at that figure to see how many good holes were drilled, how many holes over 100 gram meters were drilled. But as you just said, you can buy Scotty Resources right now for around the same price pre-discovery. Through your conversations, then, what do you think moves the needle? What attracts more investors? What attracts larger companies? What moves the share price in terms of future drilling or potential future results?
Well, if I had the definite answer for you, I'd be doing it. I mean, I think just keep doing what we're doing. We cannot control. I can't control the scoreboard. I only can control what the team does and give our best efforts. And we're frustrated. as every company is, you know, the market's going to be the market. Now, in terms of bigger companies and bigger investors, they might not necessarily be buying in the market. I can assure you the interest that we're getting from those bigger entities is, you know, like nothing we've ever experienced. So that's very flattering. You know, at one of the shows there, we had Korshak at the roundup, and it was great. I mean, there was a lot of corporates just had to come and kind of look at our rocks. And I had three of our geologists there. And so that, you know, the bigger guys are need to understand, you know, but they're not looking to flip, you know, buy something and you know, make 10 cents on it and sell it. They have different motivations. So there is sincere interest there for sure. But as far as I think all I can do is just keep marketing, just keep doing good work, and just trying to differentiate ourselves from, you know, there's how many companies are out there, and there's no such thing as a bad junior exploration story. They're all great, right? I mean, you never hear someone come out, yeah, well, I don't think this is good. But I think, you know, the numbers just speak for themselves. You know, our drill cross per meter is, now I haven't researched everybody's, but I would be surprised if anybody could drill meters cheaper than we can. We know the area. Again, I'm from the area, so you know, all the service people that, you know, up in the north, I know these people personally. I know how to operate. So I think we've got a real efficient drilling for the Golden Triangle. Is expensive. It just is, you know, it's not like drilling in Nevada. It does take a little bit more, but what's grade worth? I mean, you know, the how I look at it is go, yeah, but the grade's worth those extra expenses. And I wish you could tell me and I would try it. Just keep doing what we're doing. I don't think I'm going to do anything different than I did last year or the year before. You know, I did a big marketing trip in November and I saw instant results out of that. So I see me on the road lots and just making sure people are aware of the story, and the people will decide. And whether it's a fear in the market or greed, does that push people to precious metals? I mean, that's where my thinking is and has been ever since I've got involved. I haven't lost any enthusiasm of why I think precious metals is insurance. You know, you buy gold to stay rich, not to get rich, although, you know, these exploration companies can give you leverage to that theory. And just keep doing what we're doing. The market will do what the market does. But when the music starts, or when the retail crowd and institutions really start leaning into this because there's nowhere else to go, we believe, Scotty, you know, when analysts are forced to compare companies, right now everyone's just promoting companies. But when it's on, I think the analysts have to compare things. And I believe, you know, we'll stand out. There's just no question. We, you know, I look at every company and there's a lot of good companies out there for sure. And a lot of guys doing a lot of great work, but we feel pretty comfortable that we're on the A team for sure. As far as exploration comes and the market cap that I would, you know, be measured with as a junior exploration company for sure. We're outperforming. We know it. And, you know, and it used to be hard to get money. And now it's I'm really trying to be selective of whose money I take. I'm really looking for partners right now. And when the market turns, I think people will be rewarded. Just again, as you said, and it's true, is kind of getting what I sold stock at before I drilled a hole. And I've drilled 38,000 meters in the last four seasons, and every season's been successful. So I don't anticipate next year being any different, and I'm excited to get those drills turning.
Well, Brad, we're excited to keep following along with the results as you put them out. And I think if investors go back and look at 2022 and all the holes you put out, they can see the pattern of it coming together. But you brought up your drill cost, and I want to talk a little bit about the jurisdiction you're in the Golden Triangle, because people hear Golden Triangle, most people think very remote and they think very high cost. But you've started finding a lot of these drill targets right along the side of a road that people have been driving on for over 50 years and nobody had drilled. So it's a little bit different Golden Triangle experience that you guys are with. And I also want you to talk about the neighboring properties with Ascot and with Newcrest and just how this whole area is tying together. So could you talk about the land, where you're at, where you're situated between two of the big boys, and you're drilling right along the side of a road?
Sure. That's a great question. And I like answering that one, because the Golden Triangle is deemed to be difficult. And it is. But ever since they put the Northwest Power Line, that's not the Bruce Jack Power Line, the big power line going up past through Deese Lake, it's really opened up the area. It makes it a little bit easier for people to conceptualize what could be possibilities. But in the case of Scotty, We don't lack anything as far as infrastructure. I'm just 40 kilometers from Stewart on a road. There's a power line. So we're blessed that we have no desire for every piece of infrastructure that we could want, we possess. So it makes obviously a lot easier for me. And you're right. You know, when I purchased the Blueberry Vein, or Scotty purchased the Blueberry Vein, you know, my thinking was exactly like everybody for those 50 years. There was a vein coming to surface called the Blueberry Vein. That's why it's the Blueberry Zone. But it was an exact signature as what we see at the Scotty Gold Mine that produced a half ounce per ton, you know, 40 years ago. Paratite pyrite, easy to identify, not exactly east-west, but in the same kind of orientation that, as we saw at Scotty. So when we bought that, that's what we thought, you know, it was a continuation, and that's how we were exploring it. But on that road, you know, it was Thomas who came up with the idea after the second season going, Brad, this vein is a bleed out of something that's happening north-south. And once we started testing that theory, we haven't looked back. And you're right, like, no pads to build, right? We just drill off the road. For 50 years, everyone knew the geology was there. I mean, it's a very well-explored area. It's a past-producing mine. I'm right butt up against the Grand Duke copper mine. And so a lot of activity. They've been there 100 years looking at that land. But it was Thomas that came up with this lithological contact theory, tested that theory, and it has certainly proven to be true. So that's exciting. And then as are the neighbors, you know, yes, Newcrest bought Bruce Jack Mine, and that's, you know, we have a long border with Newcrest, and the Bruce Jack is probably just 20 kilometers away as the crow flies. You know, they're focused on their mine, but I don't think it hurts that our geology runs into Newcrest's land for future discussions and such. And then we're just really pleased for Derek and his team at Ascot. They've had a lot of challenges. You know, they're a development company. It's a little bit harder to be a development company than an exploration company. They've sorted that out. You know, as painful as it might have been for him, I think he's done a heck of a job. And I think the market doesn't realize this Peruvian family that put the $40 million in, that's a toe dip. I mean, they're very strong, no mining. So that's a really good partner. And I think people should focus on that, because I just believe that they are committed and they have the funds for whatever speed bump might be ahead of us that we haven't seen yet. But I think that's the final piece of the puzzle. That mill will be operating as fast as he can. And, you know, we're hearing in 12 months, and I don't think that that's a stretch. Again, having a front row seat from when Derek White started and been building up the premier mill and stuff, I've seen it. So I know, you know, it's 85% done. So they got the money. They're going to complete that mill. That's nothing but good for Scotty, you know, and into the future, who knows what happens. But right now we just keep going on like we're standalone. And then the Blueberry, you know, let me get the rest of the results out. And I've never, ever mentioned more than trying to show a pathway to 1 million ounces, but I'm pretty sure I get to severely move those goalposts now. And that's exciting.
So, Brad, let's wrap it up then with other work that's going on. What else outside of drilling is still going on at this project? And then also, approximately how many more drill results are still to come? Because we have seen a lot. You can tell in Figure 1 how much news has already been released.
Sure, we might have, and I'm just kidding, this is just, don't hold me to it. I think we still have 20% of our program, maybe about 2,500 meters that we've yet to drill. Most of it's on Blueberry. We've got another zone where we're looking for the offset of the Blueberry. We got faulted off at the north, and so we'll get that out to the public. We still got news, you know, probably bring us up into the PDAC. Other little things that we've done is, you know, we've ordered the met work a couple months ago. We should have that pretty soon, and we'll get that out to the market too, where we've tested our rocks with, you know, the flow sheets of Bruce Jack and the flow sheets of Ascot. So these are unanswered questions that need to be answered, and we're not scared. We don't have a clue what they come up with. But, you know, as we talk to bigger guys, these are going to be important questions. So that, I think the market can look forward to understanding that, as we are. You know, we're engaged with a lot of bigger entities that you know, have certainly waken up, and we'll just see what comes of it in the near future. And I'm a marketing machine, Corey. I just did that long 9 days in Vancouver, but I'm gonna be for the next 10 weeks
making sure everybody knows everything that's going on at Scotty. And, you know, I did a marathon tour in November and it worked. I mean, our stock moved for the first time, you know, it was only 17 cents. We've moved her up to where we are today. And so I'm going to do much of the same. That seemed to have worked. Got some strong shareholders in Europe. I'm going back over to the SMI conference, you know, and have already have people requesting luncheons with funds and stuff. So it's, yeah, we're going to get the rest of our program out. The technical team's diligently working so we can articulate what you can expect for 2023. I'm just going to make sure everybody hears about it. And so I can't, when it all turns on and they go, you didn't tell me. I say, oh, I did.
All right, Brad.
Trying my best. Yeah.
We appreciate you taking some time on our show to continue to update us on the drill results. And please keep us up to date on the future news still to come. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us. Our emails will be in the posting on our website and podcast. And in full disclosure, Chad is a shareholder of Scotty Resources. Brad, thanks again for your time. We do appreciate this update, and we'll touch base with you on the back of some more drill results.
Well, I sure appreciate the time and what you do for the whole industry. I think you guys do some of the best stuff out there, and you guys rock. So I look forward to speaking to you again when we put out more news. Hopefully it's good.